Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adisk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. For today is Thursday, October 20th, 2016. Good afternoon, Al.
Hello, Melody.
Where do you want to start? Do you want to do the market report? We have to talk about the debate. What do you want to do? We'll just do the market report today first, and then we can discuss the debate.
A debate? Was there a debate?
There was. Oh. Yeah. The last one. And I haven't heard about how many people tuned into that debate, but maybe it wasn't very good because no one has made these big released the numbers yet. I don't know if it takes longer, but anyway, gold today was up stronger again. They've been doing this for a long time. 1275 was the high today, and settled New York spot aftermarket 320 down, bringing us to 1266 for gold. Same thing with silver, down 16 today at 1759. Platinum was down 10 bucks today at 936. Palladium was down 5 at 634. The USDX today was higher, 0.47, and I'll tell you why here in just a little bit. Crude oil was down 1.17, buck 17 at 50.31, still holding on that $50 number. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down 41 points, 18,161. The NASDAQ down 5 at 52.41. The S&P down 2, 21.41. 10-year yield, 1.75, holding around that area pretty good. And, of course, with the Draghi comments coming out of Europe. Euro keeps tanking, down another 0.42. At 109, Asian and European markets were higher, although just slightly. And, you know, it can be anything. In today's markets, you could call it anything. But stocks did halt a two-day rally. You had the euro fell after Mario Draghi said that the region's central bank hasn't discussed extending or tapering stimulus. So they're not even discussing it. So their
equities. But do you believe that?
No. I don't either. But this is what came out, and this is what reversed some of the markets today. Made the euro drop, made the dollar stronger, put a little bit of pressure on gold today. So the European currency slid to the lowest since June. German bond yields fell below zero on speculation that traders will have to wait until at least December for news on policy changes. You had crude oil that sank as Russia's largest oil company said the country could boost production, and Nigeria lowered prices. Didn't Russia just come to an agreement with China that they would halt production? Or, something like that?
What have they done for me lately? You know, these.
How quickly we forget.
Yeah, right.
What I said yesterday. But because of what Draghi, the markets are saying, because of what Draghi didn't convey today, that, they're questioning about how committed the ECB is at extending its current asset purchase program beyond 2017. They're supposed to be doing this up until March of 2017. And I'll tell you what, as long as their markets are holding, they're not going to, they're going to be there if they would start falling out of the sky, if it works. But they're going to continue. And maybe they might even taper and do the same thing as what our Federal Reserve did if their stocks continue to hold, which they are. Considering the troubles that they're having in various places, it's really quite surprising how strong their markets are showing, the strong showing that their
so
markets
far.
Are. So far.
So far.
Yeah.
And when they say that the ECB, the European Central Bank, is mm-hmm. buying stocks...
Mm-hmm.
What are they buying? They're buying the stocks that are in trouble.
And
they're doing it to artificially hold up the price. All right? They're buying toxic assets, which is what we did in this country back in the early part of the Great Recession. All right? The Federal Reserve was buying toxic assets. What do they mean by toxic assets? They mean paper debt instruments that are not worth their face value. And in order to maintain the illusion that they had not crashed, the Federal Reserve was essentially buying them and paying full face value for something that everybody knew was worth only a fraction of that full face value, or whatever the value had been. They knew it was off 20-30%, and the Fed said, no, we'll pay full face value for it. And that maintained the illusion. They're doing the same thing over there in the European Union, buying toxic assets. And how long can you do it? There comes a point, even these central banks do not have an unlimited supply of capital or currency. There's only so much, you can only go so deep into debt before finally somehow there are limits imposed and you can't go any further into debt, and then you're in big trouble.
But you'd be surprised how far deep they can go. But the whole problem is their whole idea, the amount of money that they're putting in there, and just think of all the commissions at these stock markets. Again, how much money is being made to these people, the poor people, the people who work hard for a living, who try to save, who try to do the right thing, who try to plan for a retirement so they're taken care of, so no one has to take care of them. They're the ones that are going to be hurt the most. And it's just the same thing like during 2008. Everybody pays their home mortgages. Everybody makes sure that, they pay their taxes, their home mortgages, and look at the ones who got hurt. The people who did the right thing. The people that bought homes that they couldn't afford. The people who couldn't pay their taxes. The people who defaulted. The people who foreclosed. They got, a lot of them got their homes rewritten. Their principals, were dropped, and so they wouldn't be underwater, and they're the ones that got the help
for the moment.
But the whole point is the ones that are going to get hurt the most, and are those who try to do the right thing. So the right thing in today's world is to make sure that you do have your paper assets covered by gold and silver. That is the right thing. And we're going to talk a little bit about IRAs today, a little bit about product, and a little bit about not getting scammed. Because I get it with the internet, you're going to go on the internet, you're going to be looking and doing comparison, and whatever might flip your switch while you're doing your research and so forth, And there's, again, the crazy things are beginning to come out through these brand new gold and silver dealers. And so I have a lesson learned from a client today, and I did ask him if I could share his story on the program, and he says, yes, absolutely, please do. So we will do that after the break today. An interesting article, I think. Is it a big deal? You know, it probably isn't today, but again, it's a sign of where we're headed. The views towards the United States, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte declared his separation from long-standing ally, the United States, in Beijing today as he rebalances his country's diplomacy towards China. He is in China for a four-day trip, seen as confirming his tilt away from Washington and towards Beijing. He announces his separation from the United States. He says, America does not control our lives. And he cusses a lot, so I'm not going to say that. He says, enough BS. How can you be the most powerful industrial country when you owe China and you're not paying it?
Now, that's interesting.
Well, that's what I thought was interesting. There's a little more to it that I think is interesting, but I know where you're going with this, so if you want to, go ahead at this point.
Well, all I'm saying is he's not simply saying that we're in debt to China.
He says you're not
paying
for it.
He's saying we're not paying the debt to China.
And I saw
where... Now, I'm not sure what he means by that, but he is in a position to know things that average people, ordinary people like myself, we don't necessarily know. We understand that we have... China has 1.2 trillion?
Trillion.
In any case, China's holding a bunch of our paper. But are we paying it or not? It's surprising that Duterte would make that comment because
they just dumped a bunch of bonds. They just dumped a bunch of where they're holding the least amount. I didn't see the... I don't have that information right in front of me, but we can talk about that here in just a little bit. So, but I find it interesting also that the U.S. is not paying for it, but also that he's leaving the sanctions of the United States and going to China. And he also repeated his denunciation of Obama as a son of a whore. China, he said earlier, was good. It has never invaded a piece of his country all these generations. He also suspended joint U.S.-Philippine patrols in the South China Sea and has also threatened an end to joint military exercises. So we know how important that part of the South China Sea is to Washington. And so you have these tensions that are rising between the U.S. and China over these seas, and you have now an ally that is falling to the wayside and supporting going with China. Now, they did sign 13 bilateral cooperation documents, and I'm not sure if the Philippines were one of the countries in the TPP. I think they were. So I wanted to pull up the countries that were involved in that, but I do think the Philippines is one of those countries, so I'm not sure what type of a snag that puts in there. And are those other countries that are in there in that area going to be flipping the U.S. off to go to China?
Well, that would be interesting from the TPP perspective, just because how many nations can bail out of that without it being absolutely... undeniable that it's not going to happen.
Well, let me see here. Maybe it was, and it's 12 countries. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, it's not. It's Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, Brunei, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Chile, Peru, Japan, the U.S. So,
well, the idea behind TPP, at least in part, is to build a little fence around China.
Correct.
But China will be looking to build its own association, and in this instance, Philippines apparently said we're signing up with China.
Yeah,
and it's I don't know.
So I thought this was, they signed 13 bilateral cooperation documents on business infrastructure, agriculture, among other fields. Beijing has also offered the Philippines a $9 billion soft loan for development projects. $15 million of the promised loans will be earmarked for drug rehabilitation programs. He has a big anti-drug campaign, which has killed thousands of people. And China will also lift bans on 27 Philippine tropical fruit export companies. And the previous sanctions on fruit were intended to punish Manila for a South China Sea stance. So I thought it was an interesting, had a lot of good things in there.
A lot of interesting things. Yes. And it's one of those, Philippines is not expressing confidence in the United States.
No.
And what they're saying is this isn't just a question, you've got some crazy guy in charge of the Philippines and said, well, I don't like the United States. That's not necessarily what's going on here. The guy may be just looking and saying, hey, the United States is losing power relative to China. And China, they're going to bet their money on China right now rather than the U.S. Doesn't mean they're right. And I don't mean in the moral sense. I mean, whatever they're doing here, it doesn't necessarily mean that the United States is losing power and China's gaining power. But it means that some people certainly think so. Right? And all by itself, that becomes a problem.
And you have to ask yourself, does this, set up a, I don't know, precedence is probably not, but for other countries.
Mm-hmm. Exactly
for
right.
For other countries to say, we're kind of tired of the U.S. too. Being the bully and blah, 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 and what have they done for us lately?
Yep.
And, we know where this is heading. The heads of states know where this is going, and they're all positioning themselves for the day of reckoning or the reset here in the United States. And could this also be part of the election process of either or Trump or Clinton being elected? So,
It may be that the election itself, I don't know that people are going to make, in foreign countries, they're going to say, oh my gosh, the world is coming to an end if Trump wins, or the world is coming to an end if Hillary wins. But the whole election has been such a farce in some regards that it casts a certain amount of it discredits the United States in a general sense. Some people, I suspect, are just saying, oh my God, these people lost their minds. And as a result, they're just backing up. Crazy people don't want to associate with them. Now, maybe that's true, maybe it's not true, but it strikes me as possible.
Well, I think so, and I think with what we're experiencing here in this country, I mean, it's things are happening so fast, and these are signs of lost control. These are signs of I think what happens when a country is overextended. I mean, you find it. You can find it in a private home that's overextended. You have all these pressures and reactions to things, and I think this is what we're seeing now. I mean, my gosh, read the news. You can't find anything good. I try. There's some happy stories out there, but when it comes to our economy and what's happening everywhere, it's hard to find anything good. And so I think a lot of what we're experiencing is the distress.
And it's not just
of
distress
a system that's
in the
ready
sense
to fail.
We have the reason this distress is here is a lot of people are of the opinion and or kind of sense that we have been doing the wrong thing for so long that it's finally catching up with us. We've been operating, you were talking about how an ordinary family, there's things, they reach a point where they know they can't go any further, they can't go deeper into debt. We have run this, the government has been run on the basis of, for government it's different, it doesn't function according to the same rules that apply to ordinary families or ordinary businesses. Government is different, they can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. And reality is, maybe we're hitting that edge, we're hitting that limit, and people are beginning to realize, oh my gosh, the government is not doesn't have the power to continue this forever. And if that's the case, then there is a day of reckoning, and perhaps not so far from now.
Because they're going deeper and deeper in debt, it does filter down through our communities. It does filter down.
No, but my point is they are subject to the same rules. They've got a little longer time span, but they've got the same rules as ordinary families and ordinary people. Let's take a break for a couple commercials. Melody and I will be right back on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Many, many people have experienced the benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So, are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addisk here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. What's next, Melody?
Well, I just wanted to... let's go into this. I got an email from a listener about a report that I think it was released around the 16th of this month. And Al and I were discussing it during the break. Hillary Clinton's sudden move of $1.8 billion to cut her central bank stuns the financial world. I don't see any names to the writers, just the EU Times. And the report basically says that the Bank for International Settlements registered a $1.8 billion transfer from the Clinton Foundation to the Qatar Central Bank with the help of JP Morgan Chase. We were talking about that. It's highly unlikely this is true.
Yep. Very unlikely. Plus, European Times, if I recall correctly, and I may not, but if I recall correctly, one of the principal writers for European Times, maybe the principal writer, I don't know, Saoirse Fall, you may have seen her name on documents and articles, and she's a brilliant writer, if she even exists. I don't know if Saoirse Fall is a woman, supposedly a woman. It could be a man. It could be several men. It could be several women. I don't know what's going on there, but... probably, I'll go along with the idea that it's probably just a single writer, probably, and possibly just a female. Brilliant writer, and I can remember being bamboozled by her back, I'll bet you, 10 years ago.
I think we all were.
I was reading a couple of articles by her, holy cow, you know, I'm, oh my gosh, you know, and then I come to find out, I look into it a little deeper, and I find out this author just writes lies. I mean, she has missed her calling. She should have been a speechwriter for Hillary Clinton instead of a journalist for European Times. But in any case, I looked into it a little bit, and my understanding is that the Clinton Foundation, and maybe I, assuming I have this properly researched, they only have a couple hundred million dollars. Only. All right? How can you say they only have a couple hundred million dollars? But they don't have $1.8 billion. That's a whole different magnitude. And I don't believe they have, I don't believe Hillary Clinton has that much money available. And even if she did, why would she move it just a month before the election? It is, that can't, if it were true, it can't please her potential supporters. You could sit back and say, well, she expects the economy to collapse before the election or very near to the election, one way or the other, before or shortly thereafter, and she's trying to protect her money as best she can. Maybe you could make that argument, but I don't think she has access to $1 billion of her own money. So I think the report is probably false.
Yeah, I just don't think they have that much money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're right, all the reports documented were $100 million. I mean, that's pretty much the, or, you know, if they had a little more than that, that's still a far cry from $1.8 billion. Even if they were using some of Jamie Dimon's money from JP Morgan, I mean, it's, I don't think he would do it. I don't think he would, you know. But anyway, and what they were brilliant at is they weave in enough truth. That's the same thing with most of your gold dealers out there. Not Melody, but a lot of gold dealers out there. They weave in a little bit of truth to make you think that you're better off doing this and doing that when you truly are not. And I wanted to share this story, and then we'll talk a little, and then we'll go on, and, you know, I won't belabor this for, you know,
for more than an hour. We will not
get to
promise.
The point,
that's
Melody.
Our pledge. That's our pledge on every program. We will not belabor the one idea for
get
more
to the point.
60 minutes.
Get to the point, Melody. Well, this fellow was talked into opening up an IRA, and because he listened to me, he decided not to take the one that had the physical delivery, but he ended up going with this dealer that placed in his IRA the Canadian, I think it's the Polar Bear silver round, and he paid a huge, huge premium. He could have received, and I didn't have a chance to go over a lot of my numbers and so forth, he could have received thousands, at least 1,000 ounces of silver if he had just purchased regular silver rounds. But they talked him into these five 1.5 ounce coins and 2 ounce, and they're just silver rounds. They're just big silver rounds. Most of them on the Polar Bear series, they're very poor quality because they got a lot of spots on them, which I talked to my wholesaler, and he says, oh, yeah, he says, they're miserable. I says, for you to quote me two separate prices, I says, you must have a problem with the spotted coins. He says, yeah. He says, they're very poorly made coins. And he says they were initially created by, you know, some, you know, other dealer and so forth and whatnot. And he says there's two special prices on them. But you have to be careful. And they hooked this guy, my client, by using pounds, by saying that he was purchasing so many pounds of silver. And what have I told you time and time and time again? You don't buy your silver based on pounds. You buy it based on the ounce, period. And this is how they were able to work in the premiums to make it sound like he was really getting something that really was a very competitive price, when in essence it really wasn't. Then they also talked him into thinking that silver would not be confiscated or tracked. You know, there's a big thing going around. Let me see if I can pull this up here. It's called the CUSIP identifier. Well, they use this fear of registration and tracking for gold and silver, and they said, well, that's why the premium was higher. That's why this person charges an extra higher premium. And it's just like, it's just flat out lies.
Do you mean they're charging a higher premium because they are not being registered and followed?
No,
they're saying our coins cost more money because the government doesn't track them?
When it gets, it's regardless of that, if there was any special value of purchasing this one particular product, it would have been worked in into the wholesale price, not the retail. That retail excess premium goes directly to the dealer. It doesn't have anything to do with the coin. It doesn't have anything to do whether it's tracked, whether it's not, whether it's involved in the CUSIP. All of that would have been filtered through on the wholesale cost. So again, it's just it was another lie to get the, my client, this person, all upset, thinking he was doing something to protect him, and the only thing that he was doing was falling into this person's ability to con him. And it's we get into this time where there's so many things that can happen, and after 2008 there have been so many people getting into, particularly with the online selling, that they have access to anyone who ever purchased gold before. And a lot of them are just getting into the market. They're new. They're brilliant salespeople. They can make you think that it's raining outside when the sun is shining. And you got to, you know, so you
what
have
you think,
to be careful.
Well, when you say you have to be careful, as a basic strategy for someone who's new to investing in gold, all right? Where should they start out? For example, does it follow because you're new to investing in gold that you want to invest? Let's start with Gold Eagles. They're simple. They're 1 ounce. Everybody knows what they are. You don't have to be a genius to buy. These are bullion coins coming from the United States government. The point, what I'm suspecting is if you start with that, and then you get your feet wet, and you can't get hurt if you do a little shopping. You're going to get a fair price for Gold Eagle, right? And then you can maybe expand your portfolio later on and go into other directions. But first thing you do is get something where they can't. You can't easily be deceived. You can't easily
He was an experienced buyer. He wasn't an experienced buyer. But he, and I asked him, I says, well, what changed your mind? He says, well, number one, I thought this company was bigger than you. You know what, folks? I'm probably in this venue. I mean, there's 5,000 gold dealers in this country. You know, your mom and pop shops, your coin dealers, your pawn shop. Yeah, there's over 5,000 places. But in this venue that we've been advertising, I mean, I'm in the top 10 of the biggest dealers in the country. You know, when it was the heyday in 29 and 2010, I was probably in the top 5. Just because I don't have an office building on the side of the beach with all kinds of modern furniture and 30 salespeople to con you doesn't mean that we're teeny tiny. It's the truth that you have to look for, and unfortunately, you have to do homework.
Yeah.
And you have to approach, unless you're talking to me, because you're not going to get anything but truth, but if you're talking to anyone else, you have to approach them that they're giving you a story. That's how you have to approach things. And it's truly sad, because I love gold and silver, and it's these people that ruin the business. And it makes people sour on gold and silver. And yet it's going to be one of the most important things that you can own in your portfolio, in your financial portfolio for your assets. And it's, you know, that's why the state of Minnesota thought that they would take it upon themselves to try to control dealers in their state, selling product to their state. Well, look at the dealers inside the state. I can't tell you how many bad dealers were inside the state of Minnesota. So you get these calls to the attorney general of the state, and the next thing you know, they want to regulate the gold dealers. You know, and that's what bad gold dealers have done. Now, there's a lot of good ones out there, don't get me wrong. But, you know, there's a lot of, and he'll get his product. You know, it'll be shipped to the depository. The Delaware depository is where I use for my gold and silver IRAs. He'll get his product. Don't know how soon he'll get it, but he'll get it eventually.
And you mean he'll get it from this other dealer?
It'll get shipped. It'll eventually get shipped. Mm-hmm. And but the point is, he could have owned 1,000 or so more ounces of silver had he just gone with a comparable and didn't let the fear of confiscation, regulation, tracking get in the way. You know, and that's what they use. And they'll never confiscate silver. There's too much of it. Silver is too much of an industrial product. Yes, it will convert to a monetary metal once the stuff hits the fan and people gravitate to both gold and silver for their safe haven. It will convert from an industrial to, but right now it's an industrial metal. There's so much silver out there. And I get these stories, oh, well, above ground and underground. You know what? It's hogwash, folks. There's a lot of silver out there. And can it fulfill all the contracts with the COMEX like gold? Probably not. But those contracts with the COMEX, and they're not going to be delivering gold and silver to fulfill those contracts. So, you know, it's a moot point. There's a lot of silver out there. It's easy to mine. It's a byproduct. It's a byproduct, I think, of zinc and, is it nickel or copper?
Copper.
It's a byproduct. So, again, it's not to take the value away from silver. I'm just telling you the truth. And the truth, yeah, sometimes it goes against what you want to believe. But the whole point is, and that's what we talk about on this program, folks, are the fundamentals. It's so important. I don't care what makes you, you know, buy gold and silver. You need to buy gold and silver. But when you're doing it, you got to be careful out there. And it, you know, I took up the whole 20 minutes, Al. I didn't mean to.
No, you didn't.
I still have 3 minutes.
Still about 3 minutes left. Would you like to go for the remaining three?
And we're going to talk a little bit about this, not in today's program, but this CUSIP identifier. I mean, it was mainly for paper investments and so forth that they track. They all have to be assigned this. It's been around since 1964. I mean, it's been around a long time. It's really nothing new. Now they're trying to do it on gold and silver. It's for the big guys. And I'm looking at it a little bit differently with my little investigation that I've done over the, you know, in the little bit of time that I've had. I'm looking at it totally different. But we'll bring this to you. We'll talk about it. We live in interesting times.
And what all of this is telling us is you have to be responsible for what's going to happen to you. All of this is just another lesson in personal responsibility. We are living in interesting times, according to the old Chinese curse, which was, may you live in interesting times, and we certainly do. We're living in risky times. We're living in dangerous times. And it's dangerous for you. It's dangerous for me. It's dangerous for people that are selling some of these products. So, and that danger makes people imprudent. It makes some people corrupt. And you have to recognize that when you're going in and say, okay, where am I going to do business? Let's do a little research here. Where am I going to do business? What am I going to buy?
The biggest places are not always the best place, folks.
The biggest places have the highest overhead and the highest and the highest motivation and to get out there and sell something no matter what.
Right?
If you've got 30 salesmen, they'd better start selling something, and I don't care how they do it, they'd better start selling something, or somebody's going to be laid off. So if you want to keep your job, sell. It's different with smaller operations. They don't have the same overhead. They don't have the same...
I've intentionally kept my overhead low. How do you think I support the programs that I support? How do you think I support Wendy and Rick and Beth, this program? And I mean, how did I support Dr. Stan? All of my money goes back into these programs for greater and better education.
Okay, we're going to take a break for a couple commercials, and you did get the whole segment, Melody. We're going to give you credit for the whole segment, and Melody and I will be back on Financial Survival in just a moment. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alfred Adisker with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. What's next, Melody?
I just want to remind the listeners, we do have some one-ounce silver rounds. They're the buffaloes that's imprinted on them. And the price on those today are I'll give them to you at a really good deal, $18.35 a piece, $18.35 a piece, or for a tube of 20 would be $367. $367 for a tube of 1 ounce silver rounds.
Does that include shipping, Melody?
$20 for shipping.
Okay.
You know, I'm basically giving them away, so $20 for shipping. And so give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. So your total cost, $387.
Did you see the debate last night, Melody?
Yes, I did.
And who do you think won, lost, or showed?
The American people.
Uh-huh. I don't see how the American people won on it, tell you the truth. I have a hard time.
I think the American
people... I'm
going
to have to roll that one around the back of my mind a little bit before I say, hmm.
Well, you know, it depends. I'm going to vote for Trump. I'm behind Trump. So I have to say that he did have some good spots. You can't compare him to Hillary because she's just too polished of a politician. She's very polished.
Well, she's been at it for all her life.
And yeah, so
right,
you know,
Trump hasn't been a politician per se.
She can't have
deals.
She can't have a bad debate because she's polished. Does she say anything? Well, you know.
Well, she ducked a bunch of issues. I mean, one of the things I saw is that there would pose a difficult question for her, and she would talk about how proud she is of her foundation. And she never did address the question. However, she was slick. I mean, it was like, in her own way, we got Slick Willie, her husband, and we got Slick Hillary, the wife. Just slick. And the thing that impressed me more than anything else, I thought Hillary was impressive. Right? I'm not for Hillary, I'm against her. But still, I thought she was impressive. She does not look like the lady that was photographed, videotaped, falling, stumbling into her vehicle back on 9/11, all right, that had to be helped and prevented from completely falling down and the rest of it. These reports about seizures and whatever, she did not look like a person who was prone to to seizures. She looked strong, competent, capable. I don't like her, all right? I recognize she's lying, but still, for me, you got to give her credit for that. There's a lot of people, I don't know who you can believe, the way these polls are and the rest of it. I don't know where you can find an honest poll that you can absolutely rely on, but apparently there's a lot of them. The majority of polls are they're indicating that Trump won the debate last night. At least that's my understanding. Do you know if that's true or false?
No, that's true. I think most of them are declaring Trump the winner. And it's real frustrating because when you know more than the candidates do and they don't fail to say something that drives you crazy, bring this up. It's just like...
Yeah, I know. That was what irritated me about Trump. There were opportunities, you know, that to my mind, you know, assuming if I'd been in the same situation, there are things that I would have said. And that's true, anybody. I mean, there's things that people listening to this program and say, why doesn't Addisk or Melody say something about such and such? Everybody has that opinion, but she made a point about the pattern. She used the term pattern of Trump's behavior relative to women. And she says, this is a pattern. Well, I could give her a pattern, too. It was Congressman Dannemeyer back in the 90s that calculated that there were 42 people who were closely associated with Bill Clinton who had died under violent or mysterious circumstances. I don't know 42 people have died my entire life. Right? He knew 42 that had died under violent or mysterious circumstances. That's a pattern. Vince Foster fits in. That's a pattern. I watched Clinton the day after Vince Foster's body was found in the park in Washington, D.C., and he said, and Clinton came out and he said to the on TV while he was being interviewed, he said, well, maybe we'll never know what happened there. If I was president of the United States and one of my close advisors showed up dead in a park under peculiar circumstances, and I have access to move the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and who knows who else to find the perpetrator, if there was a perpetrator, I'm certainly not going to admit in less than 24 hours that, gee, we may never know who did this.
Well,
I wouldn't do that. My point was, the implication was that Clinton was in on whatever happened to Foster. Clinton was in on it. And Hillary is running with Bill for years and years and years. It's inconceivable that she's not part of it. And then they had the evidence. One of the things they brought up are the thugs that have been hired. They have videotape of thugs who have been hired by the Clinton camp to disrupt with violence. Violently disrupt Trump rallies, all right? Start fights and the rest of it. And Hillary, that was brought up, Hillary didn't deny it.
She didn't deny anything last night.
No, she didn't deny it. She just doesn't talk about it. Just don't say anything. It's contemptible the way she behaves, but it's slick, it's professional. You got to give the devil her due.
Right? You have to,
but
you know, the one that
Trump
bothers...
had an opportunity to talk about patterns. I mean, fine. I don't doubt that Trump has had some vulgar comments, but nobody has died. All right? Nobody has died at Trump's hand. We can't necessarily say that relative to Hillary. You can get off in that Benghazi situation and her indifference and the indifference of President Obama helped get four guys killed, and they did not die easy. All right, it wasn't, ooh, you take a bullet in the head and you're dead. No, they were, the ambassador, Chris Stevens, was tortured. He died screaming. And while Hillary and her response later on as well, what difference does it make now? You know, you can say what you want about Trump, but you can't say something about Trump that isn't multiple times worse for Hillary.
For all those women out there who don't like it, you know, yeah, okay. But is that the worst? Is that the only thing they can dig up on him? If that's his worst, you know, it's not about his mouth. It's not about, it's about this country. It's like, get over it. And I'm a woman. Yeah, I could be offended by some of the things that he says, but get over it.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm not going to marry. I'm not going to marry the guy.
Yeah. I can't think of her name, but there is a woman who has Kathy O'Brien. She alleged that she has been subject to mind control by the government. And I've seen her. I've interviewed her. I wrote an article on her back in the 1990s, which she didn't particularly like. But nevertheless, Kathy O'Brien has been alleging for over 20 years, publicly alleging that Hillary Clinton forced her, Kathy O'Brien, to have sex. She says Hillary Clinton raped her. Right? Now, are the allegations true or false? I don't know. I've met Kathy O'Brien. I don't doubt she's sincere. But this is a strange situation when you start claiming that you were subject to mind control. The whole world becomes, it's hard to say what's really going on here. But my point is, why not? All right, fine. If we're going to believe in women that are talking about Trump, how about we believe a woman who's talking about Hillary? And now where are we? I mean, Trump may have said some nasty things,
but
he's not been accused of rape.
She's not on stage, and nobody's ever heard of her before and so forth.
Kathy O'Brien?
Yeah.
No, she's been around. She wrote a book.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm talking about today on stage. That is an impact on today's election. She's not current. You know, she's not in the current scheme of things, even though the claims, even Trump's situations are so long ago, at least the claims are today.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. The situation Trump is 11 years ago. Here's Kathy O'Brien making claims 20 years ago.
Well, yeah, but
how
maybe
do we
it's
dismiss
not current.
If we can't dismiss the claims against Trump, how do we dismiss the claims against Hillary?
Yeah, well, you're missing my point, but anyway. So I'm not marrying the guy. I just don't want Hillary to be president. So get over it,
but,
women.
But if he asked, Melody, would you? A lot of money there, Melody.
Well, he has to divorce Melania first. But I think one of
keep
the
your options open. What can I tell you? You know,
I think also we also forget, and no one ever brings this up, but John Kennedy Jr. You know, he was primed to win that Senate seat in New York. Unfortunately, his plane went down, and Hillary was elected. So, you know, no one talks about the possibilities.
Oh,
any proof? No,
I mean,
proof. Is it coincidence? I do remember he was supposed to release some major information prior to it. It was going to be put into his magazine, and they never published the magazine after that. And certainly can raise your eyebrows and it can create questions. But interesting, because you know darn well John Kennedy Jr. would have been voted in New York. I mean, come on. There's no way he wouldn't have won.
Well, you never know. I mean, it's who can
everybody
who can say who's going to win this and whatever, but
he would have.
You know, there are a lot of dead bodies that are associated with the Clintons. And maybe it's just coincidence, and maybe it's not. But I guarantee you, if there were 42 dead bodies associated with me, somebody is saying, is that guy a serial killer or what? Right? And it wouldn't be an unreasonable question. As it is, there are no dead bodies associated with me, but where there's smoke, there's fire. But my point is that Trump missed opportunities, and there are times when I think that Trump, despite they criticize him for being abusive, verbally at least, to women, I think there's times when he has tried to be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. In the context of these debates, there's things he could have let, hey, we're going to let it all hang out today. We're going to let it all go, Hillary. You better be ready because, baby, we are coming at you today. I think he pulled punches that could have been thrown. And I don't know. I can tell you that if I were in the same situation, I doubt that I would have pulled those punches. Mm. No. But who can say? In any case, you watch it. You always hope for better. You're glad things didn't go worse.
I think Trump has softened around the edges with his time on the campaign trail, and I think the people have done that. And I do see a difference in him. And I watch a lot of news reports, and I read a lot on the internet, and I read a lot of newspapers, and I do believe that he has softened. And whether it's the people around him, the people of this country, I think it has humbled him.
I think so too. I think he's developed a certain amount of humility.
Yes.
Because he's not getting away with just saying anything that comes to mind.
I think
it's been a peculiar lesson for him.
I don't even think it's that out. Knowing that the people of this country wants you and needs you, and there's this fondness. It's powerful, and I think that is what's he began to understand just how important this election is and how important it is that he needs to be, elected.
Thing about Hillary is whether you like her or you don't like her, she's a Democrat, she's not a Republican, blah, blah, blah. All of that is superficial. The thing that rings my bell about Hillary is, at bottom, she impresses me as a truly wicked woman.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I could say wicked person. Whether she's a woman, a man, whatever, the woman, there is something spiritually wrong with this person. All right, it has nothing to do with being a woman per se or a man per se. There is an element of wickedness there. And I look at this, if she gets elected, you better fasten your lap strap, because it's whatever trouble we've seen with Obama, we're going to see more with Hillary than we ever saw with Obama. That's my anticipation, my prediction, my fear. Will it happen? We'll have to watch and see. We've got about 3 weeks left before the election, a little less than 3 weeks, I think 19 days, something like that. And I can tell you, I think I may have said this before, but I can tell you I have never been so glad to think, oh my God, there's only 19 more days to this election. They have elections, I've followed them in the past, fine, they have the election, good, that's okay. This is going to be a relief. No matter who wins, no matter who loses, this, just to be done with it, is going to be cause for celebration. Well, Melody, anything you'd like to add? We got about 20 seconds left.
1-800-375-4188. Give us a call for all your gold and silver coin needs. Again, folks, 387 for 20 of the 2016 one-ounce silver rounds. Great price. And thank you.
Okay, folks, we'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my